So the object lesson with the coronavirus is to fight it. And so just like you fight the natural to survive, you got to fight the spiritual with the word, with the truth. You got to fight it with the truth. And the truth overarches their lies. And I noticed when you started to speak some truth to them, they either hang up the phone or they get quiet. They can't be convicted because they're the devil's controlling them, right? They have no conviction of sin because they pretty much sold out to the devil. They can't see their own contradictions. They can't see their own sin. They can't see their own insanity. They just can't see their own stuff, you know? So you fight the devil with the truth, just like you fight the coronavirus with just fighting back, taking Tylenol, Mucinex, whatever you need to do to keep your body functioning, you know. You just keep fighting. And so what the devil does, he tries to hit you with so many things. This is how come I had 5 or 6 around me. I'm talking about in the real world. And then online, they were trying to do it too. But it was the spirit of the world, spirit of the age. They're all demon-possessed, and they all claim to be Christian. We love you. So why is it every time you make a phone call, you're talking about suicide? We love you. Why is it every time you make a phone call, you're bringing up the past? We love you. Why is it every time you make a phone call, you're talking about failure and negativity? Because they don't really, you know. You can think about a job that you've ever had, any job that you've ever had. Think about the people on the job who are all nice and all that, but at the same time, they're throwing in negative to you. They're throwing negativity into the group to try to cause chaos. So you fight the coronavirus. I mean, you fight these, just like you fight the coronavirus or any kind of sickness, you fight the spiritual virus. And so everything in the natural is an attack, right? I mean, everything in the natural and the spiritual are related. So when you see an attack in the natural, you know there's an attack in the spiritual. If you start seeing spiders all around you, that usually means there's a bunch of spiders trying to, a coven, a bunch of a net being, there's a net trying to be put around you, you know? And if you don't, Jack Hall, one of the most fundamental independent Baptists out there, Jack Hall did an article about if you start to see spiders, there's a spiritual sign of a net trying to be put around you, you know? So you're free. You're free in Christ, and the rest of the world is a slave. They're slaves. And so they're going down, so they have to vampire off of somebody. You're free. And you don't want to make slaves. You want everybody to get free, but they think that's a weakness because they don't have the power that you have. And so they're going to try to attack you. But every time they do, it bounces back. It's just like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. They just never can understand you. And one of the persons that I'm talking about in the natural, supposedly a friend from high school, he said, "How do you keep surviving? How do you keep going?" It's almost like, okay, so why are you even observing that? Are you a part of it? How do you keep getting up? How do you keep going through all the struggles? Why does it matter? Why should you be worried about what I'm doing? You know, let's be a part of it. How'd you make it through that? How'd you get through that? You just keep going. How do you keep going? How do you keep going? How do you keep going? The Holy Spirit in the church is the energizer, Bonnie. Keeps the church going. actually the Holy Spirit in the body of believers resists the evil. It keeps the evil from attacking.
That's not gonna go in there. You think that's going in there? Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
I got somebody behind me trying to go through a drive-thru with a trailer. You talk about, I got out of the car, I said, that ain't gonna happen. You talk about dumb. People are ridiculous. Fight against them. Fight against the lies. Fight against the coronavirus. Fight against the narcissists. Fight against the ignorant. Fight against the stupidity out here. Fight against it with truth. Fight against it. Do a blog. Do an audio. Do a video. Whatever it is. Fight, because the church is restraining this insanity that we're in. If it wasn't for the church, this whole place would be destroyed. The only reason this place is continuing is to birth in the elect, you know? That's what this whole thing's about. Birthing in copies of Jesus. And one of the ways it happens is the resistance that they attack you with makes you strong.
Thank you for using McDonald's, man. Thank you.